6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The Clinton campaign is relentlessly criticizing FBI Director James Comey over his handling of the email server investigation.
Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Kaine slamming FBI Director James Comey for making public the renewed probe into Hillary Clinton's email server after the discovery of possibly new emails on the laptop of Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of Clinton aide Huma Abedin.
It's impossible to view this as anything less than a blatant double standard.
Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook hitting Comey for commenting on the emails after reportedly refusing to comment on possible ties between the Trump campaign and alleged Russian efforts to influence the election. I'm Reed Binion.
The D.C. Council today is scheduled to take up the controversial death with dignity bill.
8 of the 13 members of the D.C. Council have said they support the measure.
But the interesting thing is a lot of the opposition seems to be outside the city.
Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says he's only heard support of it inside the district. Other legislation coming up today includes raising the minimum age to buy cigarettes to 21, enhancing penalties for distracted driving. One item that won't come up is the big paid leave bill. Mendelson says he's submitting a draft to the city CFO today as they continue grappling with how much leave each worker would get.
What we're trying to do is match benefits to a payroll tax that would be at most 1%.
He says he's confident it'll happen by the end of the year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The top district court judge in Maryland has instructed judges and commissioners to impose the least onerous bail conditions on defendants. Judge John Morrissey's letter comes on the heels of an opinion by Maryland's Attorney General that the state's current bail system is likely to be found unconstitutional. Advocates say many defendants remain jailed only because they can't afford bail. It's a snow day in Montgomery County. Or more precisely, today's a snow practice day for road crews. Josh Faust is with the county's Division of Highway Services.
Plows will be dispatched on their plow routes. Salt routes will be sort of planned and stocked. And it's just an opportunity for our crews to ease back into things before the winter season actually hits us.
Tomorrow, county officials will have a safety summit to go over their plans for snow preparedness in Montgomery County. Millions of Americans could face a gasoline crisis. Colonial Pipeline has been forced to shut down one of its supply lines in Alabama after a fire and explosion that killed one worker and injured half a dozen others. The days of crossing the border from New York or Pennsylvania into New Jersey to buy cheap gas are over.
New Jersey had the second lowest sales tax on a gallon of gasoline in the nation, 14.5 cents. Only Alaska's was lower. Well, that changed today. The gas tax in the Garden State is rising to 37.5 cents per gallon to become the sixth highest in the U.S. Lawmakers recently agreed to a hard-fought deal to raise the state's gas tax in order to fill New Jersey's transportation fund. The national average is 28.12 cents per gallon. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
New this morning, Iraqi troops have reportedly reached the eastern outskirts of the city of Mosul in the fighting to drive out ISIS.
At the beginning of this campaign, Iraqi forces were saying they were looking at a couple of weeks before they got to Mosul. They're pretty much right bang on time, on schedule. The timing for actual entry to the city proper still pretty uncertain. There's a lot to consider tactically.
Correspondent Michael Holmes. And an appeals court has ruled that Maryland officials did not violate a driver's right to free speech by recalling a vanity license plate that displayed an offensive Spanish word. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,142, the NASDAQ at 5,189. Sports Jay Cutler completed 20 of his 31 passes as the Bears beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football. The Cubs look to keep the Chicago luck going tonight in Game 6 of the World Series. Hockey, the Caps are in Winnipeg tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather. As Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL sale, and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rockville, we have problems on Rockville Pike that is closed each direction just north of Randolph Road, right near the Montrose Shopping Center. That's because wires that have come down, so crews are doing the repairs, and they are detouring you through that area. Sticking with 270, we'll start first out of the Frederick stretch. As you approach the Monocacy, heavy often on the brakes through Bannon down toward 109. That seems to be about the slowest stretch. Now the top side of the Beltway, we start off uneventful. This is good. Just the volume as we push around toward Georgia Avenue on that outer loop stretch. Also, lanes reported open, DC 295. You know, we start off with a lot of volume. That's a very slow stretch for our morning commute, but right now, incident-free past East Capitol Street, across the Southeast Southwest Freeway, good to the 3rd Street Tunnel out of Virginia. The 14th Street Bridge starts to get some volume. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will keep the clouds for our Tuesday. Run the temperature up to a cool 62. We turn partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 51. Warmer tomorrow. Mostly sunny. High near 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 42 in Herndon, 41 in Germantown, 49 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The Clinton camp accuses James Comey of a double standard, but Comey defends his actions. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to be joined by Joe Persichini, who's the former head of the Washington field office of the FBI. With all of this stuff going on, I'd love to hear his perspective on it. At 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan, always compelling. And at 8:35, the always interesting Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
What do you say to your friends, your family members, your brother-in-law, that guy in the cubicle next to you who's always complaining about this presidential election? What do you say to them when they say, yeah, I've decided I'm gonna write in Kirk Cousins as my presidential nominee? That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I figured out who I'm going to vote for president. I'm going to write in Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's what I'm going to do. You know this guy.
Yeah, right.
This guy's in every office. He's in every family. He's smarter than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the epic eye roll going on, this guy. And he's going to make his statement, damn it. For the next 4 years, anytime anything comes up in this country, he'll say, hey, don't blame me. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for her. I didn't do anything. And that really is the answer, isn't it? They really did nothing. This write-in vote thing is selfish. It's self-centered. It's preening. It's vacuous. And it's meaningless. And I'll prove it to you. But I do want to hear what your arguments are. And by the way, if you are one of the people who do this, like, you know us, we're not gonna tear you a new one. That's not our style. Who wants to start their morning that way? But we do want to hear why you're doing it, what the argument is, and allow us to just sort of give you some facts and give you some ideas. I shouldn't say us. I don't know where you stand on the write-in thing, Brian. But I will try to cajole you and convince you that, you know, it you got to take a stand, even if it's an unpopular stand, even if it's an uncomfortable stand, even if it's a stand you're not totally comfortable with. I think it's a cop-out to write in Mickey Mouse as your presidential candidate. But I want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Do you have these arguments with anyone close to you, dear to you? Because the way you try to cajole someone who's a great friend or a family member, the way you try to do that is very important to everyone else listening, because you do it in a loving way. You do it in a way that cuts through all the crap. And that's an important argument to make. 888-630-WMAL. John Kasich. Now, he's not a friend of mine. He's not near and dear to me. He's not a family member. So I'm going going to sort of lay it out here. Mm-hmm. John Kasich announced to the world yesterday that he was voting for John McCain. John McCain is his candidate for president, that John Kasich. John Kasich is the leader of the Republican Party in the state of Ohio. He is the chief executive of that state. What he does means something. It's supposed to mean something. Right. He wanted to lead this country. He wanted to be the American president. He wanted to show how he'd be able to stand up to America's enemies, foreign and domestic. He wanted to show how he could face off his adversaries on Capitol Hill. He wanted to display his ability to face tough moral issues and reach a difficult decision, even though those decisions are often imperfect. That would still benefit the American people for ourselves and our posterity. So what has he done to display that kind of thing?
Wow.
He has made a meaningless vote, and it is completely meaningless because listen to this from the Associated Press. In 34 states in the union, if you write in a presidential candidate, candidate's name right now, if they have not gone out of their way to let the State Board of Elections know that they want to be considered as a viable write-in candidate, If that person has not said, hey, by the way, I'm running a write-in campaign, then that write-in ballot will be just put into one giant lumped pile that never actually gets counted. Your vote literally does not count. But it makes you feel good, doesn't it? It makes you feel good about yourself. John Kasich feels so smug and superior right now. He feels better than all of us. This is a man who was part of this campaign and took a solemn vow that he would support the Republican nominee. And as far as I'm concerned, you know what? Let me just say, he's made his vote. He's made the whole world know about his vote. The American people had a chance to vote for John Kasich, and they rejected him. And I think that his churlish, vacuous and self-centered vote yesterday that he announced to the world shows us exactly why he was rejected by the American people, and it is duly noted for his run for president that is inevitable once again. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't have to spend near as much time as you did explaining this, because my position on this is very, very simple and to the point. There are two people in this country right now who have a realistic chance of becoming the next president of the United States. One of them is Hillary Clinton. The other one is Donald J. Trump. And if you don't cast your ballot for one or the other, you are basically throwing your vote away. It doesn't matter. And I say that if you vote for the Green Party, it's your right. But it doesn't matter. If you vote for, you know, the
Jerry Johnson
and the Libertarian, it's not going to happen. So you got to make a decision. If you want to, you know, you have to look. We as voters are often saying to our elected officials, I want you to go out there and make the tough decisions. That's what I'm choosing you for. I want my elected officials to go out there and make the tough decisions. Well, you know what? We as voters have to make the tough decisions.
That's right.
We have to make the tough decisions. And realistically, let's just be honest about it. One of two people is going to become the next president of the United States. Make a decision. Make a decision and live with it.
And there are no perfect decisions.
There are no perfect candidates. Make a decision. Because the rest of it is just a waste of your time. Yeah. Why bother?
You know, the only difference I would make with you is, you know, the vote for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, at least they're actually on the ballot.
Yes.
At least it will be counted. The write-in is a complete waste of time because, as I've read from this report in the Associated Press, it literally will not count.
I actually had never heard that before.
They do not get counted. Matt in Frederick, now Matt respectfully disagrees, and that's why, and I love that because I want his voice to be heard. Matt, what do you think?
Hey, Matt, what do you say?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I get what you're saying. My rebuttal would be if enough people for the top of the ticket wrote in a candidate, the fact that fewer people voted for one of the two candidates would send a message that people are very unhappy with their choices. I think it's a little bit inaccurate to force people in a democratic process to choose between one of two if they don't like either person. So, you know, the idea that you have to vote for someone who could win is something I just disagree with.
Well, and listen, the case that I'm making here is if you're casting a vote that, by definition, based on the rules that we have in this country, will not get tabulated, it's the exact same as not voting at all. So, I mean, sure. And by the way, you're saying if enough people wrote in names so that it would show that there's a lack of enthusiasm? Well, not voting shows that same lack of enthusiasm. Writing in a name is the same as just not voting at all, Matt. That's my point.
Right. I don't disagree with that in principle, but I think when it comes down to it, you know, I think there's a lot of people on either side that are just so incredibly disappointed in the two candidates.
I get that. And thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And we want to hear more from you. 888-630-9625. We know that the majority of people in this country, based on the polls, are not happy or satisfied with these candidates. We know that there's an enthusiasm issue there. But guess what? We're asking this president, whoever they may be, to make very challenging decisions where oftentimes there is not a good option, but they've got to make that tough decision that affects the rest of us. Aren't you faced with that same situation, and shouldn't you step up? Give us a call about writing candidates. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a heads up, Rockville crew still dealing with the wires that a truck brought down on 355. So Rockville Pike, just north of Montrose Parkway, right near the Montrose Shopping Center. If you're familiar with that area where you see the Marshalls and the bookstore and the Target, that is closed now in each direction as they deal with these downed wires. Police are there and they have it coned off and they are detouring you around 355. So you want to avoid that if you can. On 270 out of Frederick, your heaviest stretch here just south of the Monocacy now. We're jammed to get you through Urbana and down toward the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Top side of the Beltway, normal delays starting to form out of College Park and around toward George Avenue. Hey, let's get you across the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge. Thumbs up, good time to go. I'm not seeing any backups and heading in through town. Look quiet on New York Avenue and 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Cloudy skies, high of 62. Tonight, turning partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow looks like a lovely day, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. But then on Thursday, a little rain could move in, 77. Friday will be cooler, 59. Saturday looking pretty good, temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
John Kasich, the former Republican candidate for president, failed. Yeah, I mean, big league. And also the current...
Are you saying bigly or big league?
Big league, of course.
Oh, I have a hard time.
No such word as bigly.
I know.
Also, the governor of Ohio made it known yesterday that he wrote in the name of Senator John McCain. This is on the exact same day that an AP report explains that if you write in a presidential candidate's name, your ballot will not be counted at all. It just goes into a lump, into a pile, and never actually gets tabulated. So what do you say to people who are contemplating this? You heard my strong words against John Kasich. I would never use those strong words, by the way, against a friend or a family member, or even you, because you're my friend. John Kasich, though, you know, he's a leader. He's supposed to stand for something. And I find this to be a complete waste of everyone's time, which you could also describe his run for president as. Sarah in Manassas, you're next up on WMAL. Sarah, what do you say about this?
Well, hey, guys. For me, I'm a teenager, so I can't vote yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like I've had people around me who've helped like run the voting process, mm-hmm. and they've said like they've gotten all sorts of votes for Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Superman, Wonder Woman, and they still have to report those votes. And like in my opinion, if you're not going to vote for one of the candidates, then don't vote at all.
Sarah, you just said you're a teenager. You're not old enough to vote. Would you like to vote if you could in this election?
Honestly, yeah.
So, and given that, this has to resonate even more with you. Here we've got people who are fully grown and mature adults. One of the man I'm talking about, he's the governor of Ohio. And he is basically throwing away the opportunity that you wish you could have, but you just don't have it because you're not old enough. If he were sitting across from you right now, what would you say?
I would just be silent, honestly. I wouldn't know what to say.
You'd give him that teenage girl death stare that we know so well.
Would there be the rolling of eyes? Because I could see that.
Zarin and Manassas, we're looking forward to next election cycle when you can vote as well. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
How about Andre?
I love it when Sarah calls
it. Andre in Annandale. Andre, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Andre, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, listen, during the debate, I was kind of hip on John Kasich. He made a lot of good points and seemed very reasonable. But as we go forward with the election process, what he's done, He's really diluted maybe the Republican vote that could put Trump over the top, and it just seems destructive. So I went ahead and looked at who backs him. I looked at opensecrets.org, looked it up, and it turns out one of his large campaign donations actually comes from George Soros, which is kind of shocking to me.
Wait, Soros directly to his campaign, or a Soros-backed group that supported him through a super PAC?
It's the Soros Industries or the Soros Incorporated.
Ah.
But it's listed right there, black and white, one of his largest donations.
Well, you gave the website out to search it down, Open Secrets, and if that's the case, that's instructive, certainly, Andre, and I appreciate that. How about Paul in District Heights? Paul,
hey,
you are
Paul,
on WMAL. We're talking about whether a write-in vote is legit.
You should take a stand one way or the other. There's no perfect candidates. Just vote whoever's on the ballot, even if it's a minor candidate. Vote for somebody who's on the ballot. There's never, you know, I'm 64. I've been voting since I was 18. I never missed a presidential election. I never wrote in anybody. I picked for whoever was on the ballot.
And have you ever voted for somebody who, as you were walking in, saying, "This guy, this woman, this is the perfect candidate. I don't have a doubt in my mind about this person."
Well, only in my when I was 18, I voted for McGovern. I've changed a lot since then.
Have you really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I was not expecting that. But you know what? That's great. And that's Paul, thank you for that. You know, at least you know, you felt solid about your choice. This is the guy, and of course, he won one state, but that's the point.
Yeah.
Is at least you can stand for something even if the guy doesn't.
Well, I mean, I wanted to say one thing here, and there are times where a write-in candidate would be a valid option. In certain cases where somebody has declared, "I am going to be a write-in candidate."
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
that would be okay. I have no issue with that one.
And as far as we know right now, Evan McMullen is the only one who has on a grand scale done that. There are some states that he didn't qualify to be on the ballot, and he said, you know, "I do want my votes to be tabulated." I mean, I don't think those, other than in Utah, possibly, potentially, I don't think that's going to make a difference either. We'll go ahead and continue with your calls on this. It is 6:22.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Or if you're the boss, if you do the hiring, you know, here's the big question. Where do you find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place, and it really, quite frankly, not enough being done there to find a quality candidate. If you want to find the best, the most perfect hire for that job you have, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, just with one single click of the mouse. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post it one time and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Now, you're not going to be swamped with a bunch of emails or a bunch of calls to your office. You're going to be able to quickly screen the candidates. You're going to rate them and then hire the right person. And you're going to be able to do all of that very, very quickly. This is a wonderful technology. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report.
What if you had a major car accident right now, and you had to be airlifted to a local hospital to save your life? Thankfully, you survive and recover. Then you get the bill. A bill for $55,000 for a helicopter ride? And guess what? Your insurance company probably won't pay up. Why not? When you get home, watch our 7 on Your Side investigation as we fight for answers. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
This week, don't miss Wheel of Fortune's College Week. Top students from America's best universities play Wheel for big cash and cool prizes. Guests of Wheel College Week will crash 5 to a room at a reasonably safe one-star motor lodge where they'll dine on complimentary cold pizza and room temperature energy drinks. Wardrobe courtesy of whatever's clean or at least not too smelly. Transportation provided by the kid whose parents loaned him or her a car. Watch as college life meets Wheel of Fortune on College Week.
Wheel of Fortune. Tonight at 7 on ABC 7.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6th award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, moving along, Wilson Bridge, still a pretty good ride. Great ride across the American Legion Bridge. And now starting to fill in with the delays topside out of College Park to Silver Spring. Expected. Same story on 270 with that volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Not expected. The Pike, Rockville Pike. We have a closure in each direction. A truck brought down wires just north of Randolph Road on 355. So they have to close that in each direction. Northbound, you're being sent off onto Randolph Road with the detour working around southbound just prior. So you want to avoid if you can. On 66, not too much to avoid. We just have the stop and go. We have a lot of commuters come in out of the Gainesville area through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. So we're starting to see that stop and go. Update brought to you by the Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will keep the clouds for our Tuesday, run the temperature up to a cool 62. We turn partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 51, warmer tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 48 degrees at 627.
John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, leading from behind and saying that he wrote in the name of John McCain. This is a very important state for the presidential election, the Electoral College. And this on the same day that an AP report says that most write-in votes won't actually be counted at all.
That's really awesome.
Unless a candidate has alerted that state that they are running as a write-in
candidate.
All
the years I've been covering elections, I never heard that before now. That's really interesting.
How about Jim and Chantilly? Jim, you are on WMAL.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, didn't John say that he was the mature one?
Yeah, that's right. He was the only grown-up running in the campaign, if I remember right. Of course, let's not forget, thank you for reminding us of that, Jim, because this is a churlish little, you know, take my ball and go home with it kind of move from John Kasich. He's also the man who, when Donald Trump said that he wasn't going to debate anymore, we would actually have the opportunity to see Kasich versus Ted Cruz one-on-one in a debate, and Kasich said, oh, well, if Donald Trump isn't going to debate, I won't debate either. And so the last debates in the Republican primary process were shut down. So thanks, John.
It is now 6:28.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs clean? I mean, get a real deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and when it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system where each rug is washed by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe
revenge on your rugs. If you call 703-241-1111 right now, you'll receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. That number again is 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. And coming soon, just in time for the holidays, it's the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111. If a few parents object to a Halloween tradition at a school, should they ruin it for everybody else? We're going to talk about that when we come back after the news at 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A team of FBI investigators has begun the work of digging through thousands of emails from the computer of Anthony Weiner, some of which the FBI director has said could be linked to the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
The big question today remains, will the FBI be able to provide more information about what its investigation into Huma Abedin's recently discovered emails are showing? FBI Director James Comey has told officials that at this point, he has no plan to provide partial updates, and it's unlikely that his investigators can complete their work by Election Day.
Correspondent Evan Perez. With a week to go until Election Day, more than 500,000 Marylanders have now voted early. The State Board of Elections reports nearly 503,000 early votes as of last night. Early voting continues in Maryland through Thursday. This afternoon's the deadline in Virginia to apply for an absentee ballot to be sent to you in the mail. You can apply at a local voter registration office or online at the Department of Elections website. Iraqi forces are said to be at the perimeter of the city of Mosul as airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition have begun targeting ISIS positions in the city.
We know that ISIS is ready, or as ready as they can be. There are those oil trenches that are being dug, likely to be set ablaze to obscure the view of those coalition warplanes overhead and hamper in advance. We know of dozens of truck and car bombs pre-positioned around the city.
Correspondent Michael Holmes. A gasoline pipeline fire and explosion in Alabama yesterday has killed one worker and injured several others, and the disruption to the Colonial Pipeline facility could result in a temporary spike in gas prices in some regions. A pipeline leak in September led to a spike in gas prices across the South. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,142, the NASDAQ at 5,189. Sports Monday Night Football, the Bears beat the Vikings. Baseball, the Cubs hope to stay alive with a Game 6 win tonight in the World Series. NHL, the Caps are in Winnipeg. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
If you're listening right now, I have a question for you. How would you like to make thousands of dollars flipping properties? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy. And over the last 3 years, I've created a community where thousands of real estate investors come together to get deals done. And now for the first time ever, I'll send you a free copy of my DVD, Fortunes in Flipping, that gives you an inside look at my community of educated real estate investors finding properties and helping others fund deals while mentoring new members just like you. If you're ready to start making money flipping properties, call now and see if you are the right individual to join my community.
Call 800-214-4135 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-214-4135. That's 800-214-4135. Call now.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95. We're doing okay as you push southbound until you get past the ICC and then hit a little bit of that stop and go past Powder Mill Road. And again, joining the Beltway, also past 32, you will find a little bit of that slowdown as well. Through Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the volume each direction. George Washington Parkway, you're off to a good start. Let's get you across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. You're back. Backups now before St. Barnabas Road, 210. It's just been the volume pushing northbound through those signal lights. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue through Woodyard and Dower House Road, just a bit sluggish. 66, normal drill with the volume. Manassas, same story with 95 and 395. Not the same story on Rockville Pike. A truck brought down some wires. And heads up, if you use Rockville Pike near the Montrose Shopping Center, that is closed each direction just north of Montrose Parkway, Randolph Road area, and you are being detoured in each direction. Southbound as you come south of Twin Brook Parkway. Watch for the detour up ahead or try to avoid altogether. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It gets much warmer on Wednesday than where we will be today. Low 60s today with the clouds. Tonight we turn partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 75. Rain develops for the afternoon on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 44 in Burke, 49 in Bethesda, 49 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 530. No, it isn't. It's 637 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. I just want to start over. Let's get back to 5 a.m. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. It's 7:05. Joe Persicini, he used to run the D.C. office for the FBI. We'll find out from him his insights as to what's going on in those rooms right now. 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan, outspoken member of the House Oversight Committee on the latest email revelations. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
He did the monster.
Yeah, I know. Halloween's over.
It's way over.
It was a graveyard smash.
But there's a Halloween thing that we got to talk about.
All right.
Because it has to do with a tradition. You know, I'm all about tradition. I believe in tradition. I know.
Did you just sing a show, Tim?
I just did a
you
show,
You got a little
Tim.
Fiddler on the roof on us there, Tevya?
I did that. All right. So I am all about tradition. And, I come from a school where tradition meant a lot. And there were things that you did every year.
Uh-huh.
And you always look forward to the things that you did. Especially true in elementary school. Where you come in, as a kindergartner, and then you do something that the first year, and you say, man, that was fun. I can't wait till next year when we do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it's been at a lot of schools when it comes to Halloween parades or Halloween carnivals or things like that. This has been going on for time immemorial. As long as some of these schools have been there, there have been these Halloween traditions. And so was the case at Cloverly Elementary School in Montgomery County, where they had a long tradition of a Halloween parade. Yes, that's right. The kids would all come to school in their costumes, and then at some point during the instructional day, they would have a parade, and they would parade through the hallways, and everybody got to look at everybody else's, and the parents would come, and they'd take pictures, and they would post them on the internet, and they would send them to grandma, and it was great. You got to have this great moment. It was a fun little Halloween tradition that had gone on. Well, it didn't happen this year.
Why?
Well, because apparently a few parents complained. And the principal without doing a thorough conversation with her parent community, decided that she would cancel it. While we respect the Cloverly tradition, she wrote, of holding Halloween festivities and the joy that it brings to the school community, she recognizes how important this is to all of the little boys and girls. We have decided that we want cancel this. It is an event that does not allow all children to participate.
Oh, come on.
That's right. And apparently there were a small number of parents who had religious objections to their kids being involved in Halloween festivities, which I, of course, respect. That is their right. But but apparently it was out of 400 and some 50 kids in this school, apparently it was about 40 parents who had raised some objections. And you know, the principal folded like a cheap suit, decided, well, we'll just cancel it. We won't have it.
Now, did these 40 parents say, I want you to cancel this? Or they just said, I'd like our children to opt out? That's important.
They have asked. Well, apparently some of them complained about it, but about 40 of them in recent years had not let their kids participate.
They opted out for whatever reason.
And so because the principal came to the conclusion that not all the kids can participate, and if every single kid can't participate, then we have to cancel this thing for everyone. I think that's wrong. We often, Christians often talk about the war on Christmas, and yet here is a small number of Christians who are perpetrating a war on Halloween.
Well, wait a minute. I think okay, you want to respond to what Brian just said? 8886.
But I
don't think that, first of all, you just leapt to a couple of conclusions. Right. How do you know these are Christians?
Well, because they you may be right. They might be Muslim for all I know. No idea.
Number one. Number two.
But it were religious objections.
Okay, fine. So they have religious objections. Number two, how is this a war on Halloween? If they personally choose to opt out.
That's right.
That is a great and noble tradition.
Absolutely.
And I love it, and it's fantastic.
They're right.
I do not know from reading this story or from your telling of this story that they put pressure on the principal to shut it down. They just said, we will opt out. That's my understanding of this. Now, if I'm wrong,
there is a parent who is quoted at the very end of the story, and this is all I can add to that, is that it says, apparently, I don't think it's fair at all. I think she, the principal, is trying to accommodate the cultures of 41 kids and leave the other 400 behind.
Okay, well, that's the principal is having the problem here, not these religious people.
I don't think she should have canceled.
I don't think so either, but not for the reason that you might think. Mm-hmm. You think this is unfair to the children who do want to participate.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if I may just halfway agree with you, it is unfair. But you know who it's unfair to? It's unfair to the children who are objecting for religious reasons. Let me understand something here. And you tell me if I'm wrong. 888-630-9625. If you have deeply held faith-based values, mm-hmm, and principles, mm-hmm, if you have a deep religious understanding of what God expects you to do and what God believes is your moral path,
right?
And you stand up and you say, I know that all the other kids are doing this thing today, but because of my deeply held belief, I will not participate. That is a gift that you have.
Absolutely.
That is a beautiful and wonderful expression of your fervent belief and your faith. And for this principal to now remove the opportunity for a child to learn and understand what their religion stands for, what it believes, and for that child to understand what it's like to be singled out from the rest of the group because of their faith. It is a beautiful, wonderful thing to be singled out because of your faith. When I was a child, when I reached the age of 12, I did not eat fish on Friday. If the school lunch program did not have an option for me, it meant that I was fasting that day for lunch and I was not having fish for my school lunch program. Did they change the entire school lunch program to accommodate me? Of course they did not. Of course, just during Lent. Of course they didn't. And I felt the beauty of my religion and my faith by observing fast during Lent. How dare this principal rob these children and their families from their ability to practice their faith? Now they're all the same. No, I don't want to be the same. I am in this world, but I am not of this world. That is what Jesus Christ said that I would be. Jesus Christ said that I would be persecuted because of my faith. Jesus Christ said that I would be singled out because of my faith. And this principle is being unfair to those children, not the ones who just want to dress up.
That's a very interesting take on it. I think in the grand scheme of things, that is absolutely, of course, they're right, and I respect their religious tradition. But why can't we also respect the tradition of the school in this matter and not make it a penalty for the 400 kids who actually really wanted to have the parade?
I would love to speak with this principal. Mm-hmm. Her name is, where is it? Because I'm looking all over. I see names of parents. I see names of, is the principal name? No, that's not the principal's name. I'm only getting names. All right, but we would love to talk with this principal.
Dr. Melissa
Brunson. Brunson. Is
there,
that right?
Thank you, Mike McKay.
Thank you, Mike McKay.
Mike McKay found it in all of this copy when I did not.
Okay. Well, we would love to speak with Dr. Brunson and find out her thought process behind this.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. And that means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have an accident that involved a deer, but it also involved Metrorail's Blue Line. They had temporarily been single tracking between Van Dorn and Braddock Road, again due to the deer that was struck by a train outside of the Van Dorn station. No longer single tracking, but the Blue Line residual delays. And also, we're in Safe Track Surge number 10. Pretty big deal for the Red Line commuters. No trains running between Noma Gallaudet and Port Totten, and the Rhode Island Avenue and Brooklyn stations are closed. And this is through the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. All right, Rockville Pike commuters, listen up closely. We've been talking about this since the start of the rush hour. A truck brought down some wires. Rockville Pike is closed in each direction. Now, I might make you hungry now, but coming northbound, just a thought where this is, near Montrose Crossing Center. It's right near the Chick-fil-A northbound. You're being detoured right before that. Southbound, as you come past the Silver Diner, you're being detoured. And I am definitely seeing these delays intensifying, so avoid the Rockville Pike if you can. On 270, if you're choosing that through Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. And now as we push heavy volume through Rockville down toward the 270 spur. Virginia, 66. 95, 395, the volume with us. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will keep the clouds for our Tuesday, run the temperature up to a cool 62. We turn partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 51, warmer tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 75. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 46 degrees on WMAL at 646.
During the original WikiLeaks dumps from about 3 weeks ago, we gave you the details of an email showing Donna Brazile, then a CNN analyst, giving a heads up to candidate Hillary Clinton with regard to a question that was going to be asked at a town hall debate. Now, again, this wasn't a formal debate. It was one of those town halls where first Bernie Sanders came out and took questions from the audience, and then Hillary Clinton came out and took questions from the audience. But it was a CNN co-sponsored debate. Jake Tapper was the co-moderator, and when we saw this story about Donna Brazile, we asked Jake when he joined us about it, and, well, he was unequivocal.
But I'm not trying to... Look, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Journalistically, it's horrifying. Absolutely. And I'm sure it will have an impact on partnering with this organization in the future, and I'm sure that it will have an effect on... Donna Brazile is no longer with CNN because she's head of the DNC right now,
right?
But I'm sure it will have some impact on Donna Brazile.
Well, until yesterday, it hadn't really had much of an impact on Donna Brazile, to tell you the truth. But now, since we had another WikiLeaks drop yesterday, and lo and behold, here's another one.
Yeah, she had another question she just passed on.
This time, specifically, one of the questions directed to HRC tomorrow is from a woman with a rash. Her family has lead poison, and she will ask, what, if anything, will Hillary do as president to help the people of Flint? And then Donna Brazile went on to give even more background information about what's going on in Flint, basically helping them do their research and construct a qualitative answer for this.
Right.
The Bernie Sanders people should be screaming bloody murder right now. CNN has now officially announced that they are parting ways with Donna Brazile now and for the future. They said, we are completely uncomfortable with what we have learned about her interactions with the Clinton campaign while she was a CNN contributor.
Completely. Apparently they did this some time ago, but just let it be known after this second email was revealed. It is very troubling. that she was inside at CNN while also being a Democratic official, which was one of the reasons why I guess they wanted her to be there as a commentator. But to take advantage of that situation, to pass on questions that she learned about at CNN to the campaign, especially when she didn't, by the way, she didn't send one to the Bernie Sanders campaign at the same time. She was definitely trying to help Hillary Clinton, but it was inappropriate on any level for her to do that.
It's 6:49 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's fall. That means football watching parties. It means friends and family coming over and sharing in the great weather and the great activities. And you've got the holidays right around the corner, too, right? So ask yourself, are you embarrassed when friends come over and see how dirty your carpets are? From the kids, from the pets, from the wine spills, maybe just years of normal abuse. Zero Res can help you with that. Let me tell you something. Last night, you probably had the kids rolling around on the carpet counting out all their Halloween candy. Candy, think about this. They dumped out their little Halloween bags onto your carpets. Their candy was all over your dirty, disgusting carpets, and then they're going to be eating that stuff. Are you okay with that, or does it kind of give you a shiver? Zero Res is going to help you. Trust me, I used to have dirty carpets. Then Zero Res came to my house for cleaning, and my carpets look brand new again. Call Zero Res, will you? Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, it's time to check, see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Kate Rogers.
Good morning. Well, Wall Street tries to bounce back from yesterday's losses. Stocks futures are pointing to a higher open. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting this morning. No hike in interest rates is expected this close to the election. The big automakers report October sales today. They are expected to fall for the third month in a row, despite more incentives. Ford will not release its numbers until later in the week. There was a fire at Ford's headquarters in Michigan yesterday. Also, more troubles for Wells Fargo. The bank will pay $50 million to settle charges that it overcharged thousands of homeowners for appraisals. Customers didn't know about the issue because the fees were listed as, quote, other charges. Apple will release about 70 new emojis with the next update to its iOS software. On that list, a black heart, an astronaut, and an emoji for taking a selfie. And Apple CEO Tim Cook is 56 years old today. Under his 5 years run as CEO, Apple stock has more than doubled. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
It is 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. Keep alert if coming out of the Dale City area toward the Occoquan. Now, before you get to the Occoquan, that's where we have the minor crash over to the shoulder, but it really kind of crowds that left lane, so everyone kind of inching by. So just use caution northbound 95 through that stretch. Avoiding the Rockville Pike in your best interest. It is shut down in each direction right near the Montrose Shopping Center, where the bookstore is, where the Target is, Marshall's. They're detouring southbound before you get to Randolph Road and northbound at Randolph Road because of the wires down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It's looking for a high today of 62, tonight 51 degrees, tomorrow 75 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, the temperature is 48 degrees. It is now 6:56 on WMAL.
Please, please tell me now.
I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor.
Please, please tell me now.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
Please, please tell me now.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's what I believe.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
What if you had a major car accident right now, and you had to be airlifted to a local hospital to save your life? Thankfully, you survive and recover. Then you get the bill. A bill for $55,000 for a helicopter ride? And guess what? Your insurance company probably won't pay up. Why not? When you get home, watch our 7 on Your Side investigation as we fight for answers. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A new tradition is popping up in upstate New York. Women are showing up to the grave of Susan B. Anthony in Rochester, New York, and putting a little oval sticker on her gravestone. The stickers say, "I voted." Republican Susan B. Anthony fought for equality for women over 60 years ago. She laid the foundation for the women's vote. She even illegally voted herself and went to jail over it. In an 1873 speech, Anthony said, "It was we the people, not we the male citizens, but we the whole people who formed this union." Women will certainly be a critical component in this year's presidential election. Both candidates are heavily courting the women's vote. When Susan B. Anthony died at the age of 86, her funeral overflowed with mourners. In the eulogy, Reverend Anna Howard Shaw said, "There is no death for such as she." Well, indeed. And the little stickers on the Republican's gravestone are a small reminder to prove it. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Hillary Clinton, the agent of change, is considering someone with the last name Obama for a cabinet position.
And we're going to be talking to Joe Pershicini, who used to head up the Washington field office of the FBI, get his take on all of this FBI investigation reopening.